Thank you, Mr. President. Let me begin by expressing my gratitude for your invitation, Mr. President, to share with delegations in a personal capacity some reflections on, as we call it, effective international arrangements to assure non-nuclear weapons states against the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons. These reflections will take into account the work undertaken in subsidiary body 4 during last year's session of the conference that was ably coordinated by my predecessor, now retired Ambassador Michael Biondino, whom you all know well. The work undertaken by this subsidiary body could also build on the productive discussions in the 2017 informal subgroup of the Way Ahead Working Group. In that context, I recall the German delegation had also organized 4 public seminars that were held in Geneva and in New York in 2017 and 2018. It is noteworthy that last year's subsidiary body 4 actually did agree on commonalities as called for by the mandate stipulated in CD 2119. I'm expressly drawing your attention to that fact because we all know that the report was not formally agreed upon in the plenary last year. However, the commonalities themselves were not disputed in the final discussions of the CD on that report. We should thus, in my view, not lose sight of these commonalities, even more so. We should use them as a starting point for future substantive discussions and possibly even negotiations on NSA. In my view, the nucleus, the essence of the elements that delegations agreed upon without formally adopting this report are the following. Delegations acknowledge the positive effect of NSA on the non-proliferation regime and disarmament in general. NSA was seen as possible practical steps contributing to overall and general global non-proliferation and disarmament efforts. NSA could reinforce or act to reinforce and strengthen other disarmament instruments. Nuclear weapons-free zones could be more effective if the protocols were signed by all relevant states. And finally, delegations considered that the CD was the most appropriate forum to deal with NSA. The effect of NSA on the non-proliferation of nuclear weapons is, in my view, of key importance in the context of enhancing global security and stability. The assurance of non-nuclear weapons states, i.e. in particular their populations, that under no circumstances are they at risk of being subjected to nuclear weapons strike, is a very potent incentive not to seek to develop nuclear weapons. This is what many argued. This incentive becomes stronger to the extent to which nuclear weapons states reduce or even remove conditions they have placed on their NSA. Furthermore, I would like to emphasize the practical relevance of NSA as an intermediate step towards the ultimate goal of the nuclear weapons-free world. The confidence-building effect of NSA was referred to by numerous delegations during last year's discussions in the subsidiary body. Irregardless of the fact that delegations stated that the only absolute guarantee for not being targeted by nuclear weapons was their complete elimination. It would seem to me that, in particular, in the current strained international security environment, NSA could be regarded as a capable vehicle of furthering the debate also on nuclear disarmament issues at large. In this context, and in view of the upcoming 50th anniversary of the NPT next year, it may seem timely to many that the nuclear weapons states renew their NSA some of which were given more than two decades ago. They may also want to reflect on the continued need for any conditionality to be placed upon them, or the nature of such conditionality. As concerns the treaties on the establishment of nuclear weapons-free zones, we can observe that 115 states have chosen to be part of such a zone. Additionally, Mongolia has declared, as we know, its own nuclear weapons-free status. This thus brings up the number of relevant states to 116. Any future debate on NSA should also examine their relationship with these treaties establishing nuclear weapons-free zones. I would like to recall that in the course of last year's debate in Subsidiary Body 4, a matrix was drawn up by UNIDIR of existing NSA and nuclear weapons-free zones, very ably with the assistance of Monsieur Marc Finot here on the right. The content of that paper as a reference document, even though it was not attached to last year's draft report, was not disputed openly and could thus also serve as a possible reference point for future deliberations. It was our assessment that the discussions were on the one hand able to produce some more clarity regarding the way NSA would have to be formulated in order to be effective and meaningful. On the other hand, there were also clear expectations expressed by those issuing NSA regarding the way recipients of NSA would have to comport themselves in order to be eligible. In the broader context of NSA, some light was shed on nuclear weapons, existing nuclear doctrines, and the clear expectation was expressed that the subject merited further considerations in the CD. In my view, last year's agreement on these commonalities expresses the clear desire of states for the CD to continue its work on NSA, even though the agreement was not formal, as I said at the outset. We understand that such discussion would be facilitated and best placed in a broader context, alongside the exchanges on existing nuclear doctrines and postures, as the one that has recently commenced in the P5 framework. The important role that NSA are able to play in the area of confidence building, non-proliferation, and disarmament of nuclear weapons undoubtedly call for their further consideration. In closing, Mr. President, I would like to express my desire that the conference be in a position to agree, hopefully in the very near future, perhaps hopefully even in 2020, let alone 2019, but that's probably over-ambitious, on continuing this important work in a more extensive working mode as part of its deliberations on its core agenda items. And with that, I would like to thank you, Mr. President, and just add also for information of colleagues here in the room that owing to circumstances beyond my control, I unfortunately will have to leave very shortly and thus will not personally be able to respond to any questions and queries. I regret that, but couldn't change it. Thank you.